You're now listening to Red Fades to Black with Gina and Jared.
Red Face to Black.
Oh, yeah.
That first band was called One Way Down, and they're out of Australia, just like every band that I found for this week. For some reason, I was just having a very good time in Australia.
Apparently, this is the Down Under week of music, yes. And rock metal and hardcore from Australia.
So the song was called Catalyst, and the MySpace is myspace.com/onewaydownband. And they're from Queensland, Australia.
What if I talk like this all the time?
Then nobody would listen to you.
I don't think people from Australia sound like that either.
No. Unless that's what they sound like on steroids or something.
What's that, a boot?
A boot. That was funny.
Ah, that's another wrong country.
Yeah, that's Canadian.
That was like that stand-up comic that's from Canada.
I thought that's what you were referencing.
I just thought of it, too. No, I just said stupid. I don't really.
You're just dumb.
I talk and then I think afterwards sometimes.
Yeah, and then he's like, "Oh wait, that's not good."
So yeah, I don't know why I do that, but yeah, I watched some comedian on TV last night who was like part Indian and part
Indian, half white, but he lived in Canada. Canada.
It's an interesting combination.
I
yeah.
His name.
I don't really care too much.
No, Sean Majumder. That's it.
You're gonna say like Sean White.
Sean Majumder.
Isn't Sean White that, like, snowboarder guy?
Yep.
That, like, snowboards and shreds?
Yeah, and he's, like, 17 or something.
Oh, so many of them are so young. And, I feel
that's
like...
That's awesome. If you can be that good at 17 years old.
Was that you and me, or, me and somebody else that were talking about, like, pro skaters that, like, they start going pro at, like, 14, but then the way things work these days is by the time they're, like, 18 or 19, they end up doing something that has nothing to do with it, and they're still pro, like... Bam Margera is pro, but he doesn't really skate anymore.
Or they're, like, retired.
Tony Hawk's the one who's had, like, the longest career in the world because he still skates sometimes. And that's all he really does.
No, he makes, like, video games.
Well, yeah, he makes video games, and one of his kids is a skater. But, like, some of them just became, like, that Ryan Sheckler kid skates. But, like, the kid started skating when he was, like, 13 pro. And he's, like, 17 or 18, and there's a TV show about him.
There's
that other guy, too, Rob Dyrdek, where it's like him and his bodyguard, Robin Big.
Huh?
And now they got like clothing companies and the TV show, and I don't know how much they actually like skate anymore.
Okay.
And it's just, I don't know. So if you want to be a reality star, pick up a skateboard at like 12, do it for like a year or two, get some sponsorships, and then have people follow you around with a camera.
Bam Margera, all he did was have to wear shoes.
Did you hear Bam Margera is trying to open a bar and music venue in Westchester?
He's also trying to,
We actually have friends from Westchester.
Change his name to Ben.
Yeah, but they only called him that because he ran into walls as a little kid.
I know, but he's trying to legally change his name to Ben, I think.
I have a feeling the town of Westchester isn't going to look too kindly on a music venue
but
run by a bunch of skaters.
Like an actual, like, hardcore, like, what are they called? A big venue?
A big venue.
Like, he wants to make a big one.
No, I think he wants to make it like a nightclub where you go and you see bands.
Okay. I thought he was making, like, a Wachovia Center or...
Yeah, come on. You need, like, billions of dollars to do that. I don't think he's that wealthy.
I was just wondering.
I think they call their compound, like, Castle Bam or something ridiculous like that.
I have no idea.
But, I don't know. I don't think the quaint little area of Westchester is ready for...
Yeah, they're not going to take too kindly to that.
Can you see all, like, the metal bands from, what's that country he always goes to, he's, like, obsessed with?
I don't know.
I want to say, like, the Netherlands or Holland. It's the same place.
That's...
Something like that.
Sweden?
I don't...
Do you mean Sweden?
I don't know. He's in all those metal bands over there, and can you imagine them coming into, like, Westchester, Pennsylvania? And...
I would assume, like, Sweden. That's where most of the metal bands come from. Switzerland? I don't know. Sweden, I thought.
A lot of metal bands go to Allentown, Pennsylvania, too, for some reason.
Well, that's because there's...
The Crocodile Rock place.
I don't know. Because they probably have, like... We don't have, like...
But most of your listeners are like, I live in Australia.
Oh,
why do we care?
Why are you screaming?
Why? What? What?
They don't have... Like, we have the factory, which is where you just stand and stuff.
You
and
just stand around. Nothing happens.
But you just stand around. And then, like, the next biggest place is, like, the Tweeter Center, which is now a Susquehanna Bank or whatever. So there's no, like, in-between. It's either,
in
like,
TLA.
A huge place or a little place. TLA's smaller than the factory.
In North Star.
So they probably... Which is even smaller. So you're not very good at
that. That kid's basement.
So something in Allentown
that
is probably...
church basement.
So that's still small. Something in Allentown might be, like, mid-size, you know?
You know the First Unitarian Church in Philadelphia? The basement is, like,
yes.
A world-renowned venue.
I've known that, yes.
It's crazy, though.
I've been there since I was, like, 13. You're a little late in the game here.
You've been there?
Yeah.
That was old.
What?
I'm old.
You are. You're behind me. I don't know.
What?
Hey, look, now Bob.
Well, Gina's distracted by shiny objects, so I'm going to take the liberty of playing another masterpiece from Australia for you. Let's see which one should we do. I don't even know.
How about this one, because I just pointed to it.
Okay, this next band is called Dread. Dred. You can check them out at myspace.com/dreadmetal. And out of Sydney, Australia. By the way, the name of that track was Sea to Summit. But not sea as in, like, vision. Sea as in that stuff that's made out of water.
That's made out of water.
And salt. Yeah, the ocean.
Oh, my God.
So it could be Ocean to Summit, or Sea to Summit. And the name of that band was Dread, out of Sydney, Australia.
D-R-E-D.
MySpace.com/DRED metal. Go check them out. I really enjoyed the guitar solos in there. Especially the intro with all the ridiculousness there.
You love it.
That was good stuff. They should go worldwide.
I'm sure that's what they're trying to do.
Actually, not all bands want to go worldwide.
Well, I know.
Some guys some just like to jam. They like to do them things.
And... I like to play cards. But Jared does not.
How about we were at the... Speaking of, like, jamming and guitar solos, we were at the bowling alley earlier in the...
You're so bad at transitioning.
The Jimmy...
You were just going to go right into it, and then you're like, speaking of... Like, no, that's lame. That is something that old people say. You don't say that.
You just
say it.
Hey, I'm not old.
And you were about to, and I was like, oh, good, he's just going to talk instead of trying to be lame in transition. Hey, try again.
I'm not old.
just be like, we were bowling today.
Just
and,
because.
Ready? Try it.
Just because
try it.
Johnny Kong
try
and I.
Just try it.
Ate the try early
it.
Bird dinner Shut at
up.
The diner.
Just try
does
it.
Not mean we're old.
Shut
it's stupid.
Just try it.
But Jimi Hendrix
start,
was what I was going to talk about, not
with,
bowling.
Then just start off with Jimi Hendrix.
So we were bowling
when
earlier
we were
today.
We were bowling earlier today, comma.
Comma. There was that Jimi Hendrix video, just, you know, that one, on the TV. And at one point he's humping the guitar and doing various other things
he
to the guitar.
He plays the guitar with his teeth, Jared. That's
but the guitar true. Solo was cool. And I was going to talk about guitar solos, but then you ruined it with the fact
that's
that I was going to make fun
so,
of myself.
You're so bad at it.
Well, I considered coming back from the last song.
No, you just need to stop talking.
I considered coming from the last show being like, I suck at segues.
So that I don't. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing.
What, segues?
I'm so embarrassed that you're so bad at it.
That's why I was going to come back and be like, I suck at segues, so bowling.
I'm so embarrassed.
She doesn't even give me a chance to make fun of myself anymore.
I'm so embarrassed.
It's like a running gag, my handwriting and my segueing.
I'm so embarrassed.
Why are you embarrassed? She's turning red. He's blushing. We're just going to have like a naked man walk by now.
Oh, that wouldn't do anything.
Why not?
Because I'm blushing from being embarrassed, not blushing from...
What are you embarrassed about? I'm the idiot.
I know, and I'm dating you. That's
and you're recording with me.
I know. And I'm playing cards.
Just think, each week a lot of people tune in and that's all they know about us is that I'm an idiot, I have bad handwriting, and Gina's playing cards. Don't do that, you're going to hit the button. What are you...
I'm not going to hit any buttons.
No, but if you touched... And that brief... And that brief break right there was Gina hitting
was,
the
no,
button
wait,
with the card.
Jared's like, don't hit the button, and he hit my hand, which hit the button.
It's actually not a button.
He's just dumb. Yes, that's a button.
It's a trackpad.
You want me to hit it again?
Hey, remember before they replaced it, it didn't work? They wouldn't have had that problem. So don't play solitaire on your computer while recording programming, because it doesn't work. So and also about bowling, which I was originally going to talk about, minus the lame segueing that I cannot right, segue
just
into. Gina kicks my ass every time at bowling.
I do what I can.
I'm not going to lie. Every time. In fact, she kicked all of our asses in bowling today.
Six people.
Even the 9-year-olds.
Well, there was a 9-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Gina took no mercy upon them.
Well, we had the bumpers off with them. What was I going to do?
Hey, I only utilized the bumpers twice.
I wasn't doing that well. I mean, I wasn't doing, like... I wasn't, like... I didn't have, like, a 280 while everyone else had, like, a 9. I had... My high score was, like, 141, and everyone else behind me was, like, 120 or 130 or something. It's not like I was doing amazing. Even, like, the kids with the bumpers had, like, 96.
I like the bumpers when we were little kids, the inflatable bumpers.
I don't remember those.
They would just inflate, and they were blue, and they were actually bumpers. They just have, like, railings. I expect some kid with, like, a skateboard to, like, ride up on it or something. Like,
that would be fantastic.
I don't know. And then, like, here's an automated button, and it goes up, and...
It doesn't.
Their way of fixing it is to shove a piece of wood underneath it.
Yeah.
You go, it's fixed. It works.
They're like, we need the bumpers up. So they come over with two blocks of wood.
We had, like, laser
like,
bowling.
That's high tech.
What do they call it? The blacklight bowling?
Moonlight or something. No, blacklight.
At, like, 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to rave at 3 in the afternoon.
Well, that's what kids do these days. Well, apparently you're distracted by playing cards.
I'm
so I'm going to play a song. Where did my little pen go so I can mark off my handwriting? All right, I'm going to pick a band out randomly here. How about, crap, I don't know which one's the long one and which one's the short one.
I have absolutely no idea.
But we're going to play a song, and then when we come back, I'll tell you what the hell it is.
Yeah.
Okay, that random song we played for you was Betrayal From Below. You can check them out at myspace.com/betrayalfrombelow. They're out of Melbourne, Australia. And the name of that track is No Fresh Starts.
Yep.
I like how you could hear Gina shuffling the cards as we ended the last bit yapping and talking.
No, I wasn't shuffling them. I was, like, evening them out. I shuffled them in the middle of that thing, that segment.
So do you want to talk about what you were talking about
No.
In between the song? No. No? That's for another day?
But I did color my shoes in with Sharpie.
Too deep, too advanced for our kind of show.
I like Sharpie marker better.
She was sniffing some markers.
No, but I do sound all sniffly. But I was coloring my shoe with the marker. I just made that shake. Look at the shake.
Don't we have a friend that draws on their shoes?
Yeah, plenty.
I don't draw on my shoes.
That's because they're black.
Also, wears black sneakers, black shoes.
He can't even tie them.
I got some new kicks, yo.
They're not tied because he doesn't know how to tie them.
Hey, I went online and found instructions.
He had to find instructions on how to bar his shoes.
How to bar them, yes. Did you know there's like 20 variations on barring your shoes?
There's 20 variations on everything in the world. All you have to do is put shoelaces in your shoe, and somehow they're shoelaces in your shoe.
There's a creative one where you cut them on either end at the bottom while you tie them, and you make little knots. But then it like irritates your top of your foot.
Only if you stick them in the inside.
What are you going to do? They're down here, underneath. I'm pointing, but you can't see this. So remember,
I
kids.
I know, I get it, but...
Go online and borrow your shoes. See, there we go.
Dumb.
We can update the Red Face Black site with
how to
various...
tie shoes.
Various
I'm sure
pictures.
No one on the show knows how to tie their shoes.
I still remember the first day I learned how to tie my shoes. I was facing the wall. I don't know why, and then I tied them, and it was...
Really?
I don't
remember, but... I do remember everybody running around, or I had a friend who was like, or I was a couple of them, who I knew how to tie their shoes before my friends, and they were all boys, and they were like, my friend Gina knows how to tie her shoes, and I was in, like, preschool, and I was like, it's a popular one, because I knew how to tie my shoes.
I had to tie somebody's shoe the other day. Because they couldn't.
Yeah,
they had a broken arm, and I was nervous because I'm not good at tying shoes because my shoes always come untied. Let alone, you know, trying to tie somebody else's shoe. I did it.
I tie shoes for a living, and they're little teeny tiny feet.
It was a pressure moment. I pulled through in the clutch, supposedly, and I don't know.
We're still trying to figure out how Jared got into grad school.
Yeah. The world ain't ready.
He doesn't know how to tie his shoes. He doesn't know how to pronounce bands. He doesn't know how to...
Write.
He doesn't know how to segue. He doesn't know how to transition. But he got into grad school.
See, if I can do it, anybody can.
Apparently.
Besides, you know, you're going to get in one day, too. We're all going to get in.
Get one day.
School of Hard Knocks.
What?
No.
Oh, Blue Socks.
So that show went by quick. And we're going to wrap up this Australia-filled music fest that Gina picked out.
Yep.
And found, because Australia is cool. And I think we're going to pick out this last band that I can't pronounce, because, again, like Gina said.
Sound it out.
Paroxysm.
There you go.
I feel like I'm five.
You are.
So this last band is Paroxysm, out of Melbourne, Australia. You can check them out at myspace.com. And now I have to awkwardly look for the song.
Check them out at myspace.com, but it doesn't tell you the rest of the link. He's like, well, they're on MySpace, but you can find them yourself.
They're the only band out there.
It's myspace.com/paroxysmmetal.
And the name of the song is Insolent Descends. Except I spelled descends to seeds.
Was that you or is that them?
That was me. I would hope so. A band that can compose music doesn't misspell their own names.
That's true.
I do. So thank you again for tuning in and for laughing at me.
You're really sorry.
And joining in Gina laughing at me. So thank you again. Keep tuning in and all that good stuff.
See you next week.